Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Pei Hei, Menachos 85, back in our Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Our Mishnah had said that the grain offering for the two loaves of bread and the Omer are supposed to come from the best of the grain. And where is the best of the grain? So first place is from Michnes and Zatcha. And the second place is from a place called Aforayim, which is in the valley. So on today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara tells us a story about where this place Aforayim was mentioned. And it's a very interesting story. So from out of nowhere, our Gemara says, Amrile Yochana, the person whose name was Yochana Umamre, they said to Moses, and who are Yochana and Mamre? So the printed Rashi says that this is Roshei Mechashvim, that these are the head magicians in Egypt. The manuscript of Rashi just says that these were the names of the Chartumei Mitzrayim, they were the sorcerers in Egypt. It doesn't say that they were the head magicians, but the printed Rashi says that they were the head magicians. And when Moshe started doing his signs and his miracles in front of Paro, they thought that Moshe was doing them through black magic. And so they said to Moses, "You're doing magic in Egypt? That's like bringing coals to Newcastle." But they use a different expression. And they, instead of saying coals to Newcastle, they said, Teven ata machnis l'Aforayim. You're bringing grain, or not really grain, straw. You're bringing the psoas, the remnants of the grain. You're bringing the straw to Aforayim, which is a place that's filled with crops. Like, meaning to say, we see from our Mishnah that Aforayim was the second best place to bring the grain from, and it's like you're bringing straw to Aforayim in order to sell it there. Who's going to bring straw to Aforayim? That's the capital of the grain. So that was what these magicians said to Moshe. You think you're going to bring Kishuv to Egypt? We're the heartland of sorcery, the heartland of black magic. So Moses' response to them is also an interesting response, which needs to be understood. Moshe said to them, Amri inchi l'masa yarka. Yarka Shekol. And Moses responded that people have a practice to say to a city that is filled with many vegetables, Lemosa Yarka, Yarka Shekol. That specifically is where you're supposed to take the vegetables in order to sell them. And Rashi writes, the manuscript of Rashi writes, that that's where you should bring it because whoever wants to get vegetables is going to go there. Meaning to say exactly where I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring the vegetables to the place where the people are going to get the vegetables. And so therefore that is the simple way to understand it, that they were saying to Moshe, why are you bringing your magic here? We're the center of magic. And Moshe said, yeah, it's specifically why I'm bringing here, because this is the place where everybody goes for magic. In the Chidushei Aran, he gives a similar explanation, and he explains them that Moshe So according that Moshe, what did he do? Moshe made these signs for Paro through Hashem's miracles, but they thought that Moshe was doing it through black magic, like they did, and so therefore they said, "How can you think that people are gonna believe you here? This is a land filled with magic." And so therefore Moshe said, "Yeah, to a place filled with vegetables, to a city filled with vegetables, that a person should actually bring his vegetables." That means to say that there people will specifically go to recognize the greatness of the vegetables. And Moshe says, "So if you people want to see the true miracles and the wonders, I'm gonna take it to Egypt where they're filled with sorcery, and so therefore, I'm not going to take it to a place where people won't recognize, but I'll take it specifically to Egypt, because there people will be able to discern the distinction between the cheap magic that you do and the brilliant miracles that Hashem is doing." And so that's the answer of the drush found in the drushas of the Ran. The Shita Mekubetzis gives a different answer. He says that Moshe answered them that even though there's a lot of vegetables in a city, nevertheless, that's specifically where a person has to bring vegetables. And this is similar to the printed manuscript Rashi, because that's where everybody goes. And so therefore, sometimes what happens is all of the vegetables are sold out there, and so therefore a person can sell the vegetables for even more expensive, because everybody went there to buy the vegetables. So Moshe said, because everybody's coming here to see the magic in Egypt, they're going to see what I do, and it's going to be even more precious to them. They're going to want the best vegetables, so to speak, and they're going to want the best, and so therefore my magic is going to blow you out of the water. The Marsha gives a different answer, and he says that
the Egyptian said to Moshe that they said, Tevin atamachnis lafarayim, you're bringing the straw. But Tevin, we see from Jeremiah, is also can be sometimes used in the Bible as a term referring to falsehoods. And so therefore, because you're not supposed to, like, if you mix in straw with the crops, it's like you're mixing in, you're selling it for more than it's worth. So it's like a sign of something that's false. And so Moshe said to them, just like you're engaged in kishuf, in magic, which is something false, so therefore, that's why you think it's false. So therefore, Moshe responds to them, you think I'm engaged in something false. So I'm doing it vegetables, meaning to say, everybody knows that there are certain vegetables which are worth more than others, and I'm not bringing any straw into it. And so people can see very clearly which is the good vegetable and which is the bad vegetable. And so therefore, even though you're engaged in something which is false, the my vegetable is clearly a much higher level and a much higher value than yours. A fourth explanation was seen in the Divrei Shaul, and he says that the Egyptian sorcerers thought that what you're doing is nothing. You're just bringing straw, which is nothing compared to what we're doing. And so Moshe says, no, you think you understand God's ways, and you think God is doing it via kishuf, via magic. And therefore Moshe says, to a place of vegetables, bring the best. Meaning to say that if a person comes to a place where they eat vegetables, he should bring the vegetables with him, because that's the place, that's the way they act in that place. And so therefore, Hashem is trying to teach us that I'm going to bring my signs and my miracles to a place so you can recognize the greatness of my ways compared to your ways, and therefore you'll see the greatness of the ways of Shemayim, and that's why I'm bringing it specifically to your place, so you see that my ways are not false, which your ways are.